Las Vegas.
Seek musical performances designed for the connoisseur of sound frequency.
Comp 92.3, the rock station.
Doors are open here at the studio, 8755 West Flamingo. If you want to come down, suck toes.
Come get a lick.
You can. You don't even have to be the right caller to get your bingo. We'll give you bingo passes if you come down and suck toes.
Come on down, sock suckers.
Here in the studio. I'll even let you put your feet in the sink and rinse them off unless you like them dirty.
Yeah,
like, you probably do.
Of course you do, man. What's not to like? Comp 92.3. The Rock Station. That is Atreyu. Good morning.
Morning.
Greg Allen, Andy here.
Howdy.
Toe suckers unite.
Oh, yeah.
Comp.com. Up on comp.com this morning on the morning show page, there's a link to a toe sucker foot fetish party.
Yeah.
Las Vegas tomorrow night. Private party. You got to pre-register.
Oh, boy.
$65 to get in, but they hire models from all over the country, these hot little chicks, to go in and just rub their feet all over you.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah.
It's real.
It's
funky.
Real funky.
Yeah.
All right. Different. So, comp.com, that's your link, man. We try and hook up all kinds of
forced things. Foot smelling.
Yeah.
Just one of the games they play.
Forced foot smelling.
But, yeah, I'm looking over the website here.
Really?
Forced foot smelling.
What else do they do?
And they have a gang of feet on your face. One guy's got like four different feet on his face.
Oh, boy. Like a
dig the heel in.
Yeah. Mm. And, you know, some of them were dirty.
The feet
were dirty. Oh, you guys,
you got to be a VIP to get the dirty feet. We found you got to be. You have to have the VIP pre-registration in order to get the. In order to get the foot fresh out of the shoe.
That means you got to see it. You got to watch her take it off.
Fresh out of the shoe. That's why you got to get there early with the VIP.
Excuse me.
Oh, we're talking about it.
Up on comp.com this morning is the link. And coming up next, we've got a doctor that wants to talk about sucking feet.
Oy.
All right.
What's going on, Lane?
Well, 15 North, I'm Lane down the drain, comp 92.3, the Rock Station.
Thanks. Also brought to us by Leslie's Pool Supplies.
All right.
So, next time you're out sucking feet, maybe there's more to it than just the erotic, romantic
The turn on.
Feet are dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're funky.
Feet are funky, man.
Yeah.
Feet are funky. Your shoes are funky.
Sure.
I mean, they touch the ground a lot.
They touch the ground.
They don't breathe.
So coming up next, we're going to talk to a microbiologist about your feet.
Mm. Okay.
You toe suckers, take notes.
This Friday, only in theaters. 4:30:08.
Sorry, we're still here. Here comes more of the Rock and Roll Morning Show.
I love it, man.
The Rock and Roll on Comp 92.3, the Rock Station.
All right, we're talking about sucking toes this morning, all you foot munchers out there. Thought we would have on a special guest who's well-versed in the, I guess, the finer points of eating feet. I got Dr. Chuck Gerba, a professor and microbiologist with the University of Arizona. Hello, Doc.
Hi, good morning.
Wow, that was good.
Pass the jam.
There's a link to the toe sucker party up on comp.com if you want to pre-register. $65 gets you in. Scott Smack on Comp, 92.3, the Rock Station. Keep away. Greg Allen, Andy here.
Somebody might suck on one of them.
Oh, yeah.
We just found out.
Keep your toes back.
Put them in your mouth and suck them.
We just found out. There's a member of our staff here that is a toe sucker.
What?
Not in the room. Somebody else was listening to us this morning.
What?
Yeah.
No
likes
kid.
Having her toes sucked.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. She's a tall chick, too, so them are some nice toes, long toes.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Lock up them legs.
Maybe we can get a little gag factor.
Maybe we can get her to come clean on the radio here in a little while.
Wow.
Tell the rest of the world.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
What a toe sucker
I'd like to hear that story.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right, so we got that coming up. You know, there's a lot of fetishes out there besides feet.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to this, man. And we joke around about how insanely horny the Japanese are with all their, you know, Akbui videos or whatever they are. What do you call that?
Al?
That Akbui
Kubaki.
Thing,
yeah, that. Kubaki. Well, I know what it is, but I can't.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
All that Akbui stuff.
The Akbui stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
but they really are unusually naughty. Here's some examples of how various restaurants and bars in Japan have added an erotic element to their business. And this is all legal in Japan.
Really?
One coffee shop seats you at a table with LCD screens on the table that have views up the waitress's skirts from cameras in the floor. And the waitresses know they're there, and they play to it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Of their quatch?
Yes. In a restaurant in Japan, you can tip the waitress to remove her brassiere and carry your drinks to you between her breasts.
Hey, I'd buy that.
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
You pay a bit more, the restaurant will give you a fishing rod so you can lift up the waitress' skirt whenever you want.
Hey, that could be fun. Hope you don't cross lines with anybody.
Got a live one.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Fish on!